this was an trying to generalize the polyphase concept and trying to show how it could be applied and how attractive it could be. And one of the issues with this polyphase approach, as well as with the multi-rate approach, is the computational complexity. And at that time, we were competing with other companies on the product, and also with Analog Solutions. And we had worked out some measurements for this complexity, and we indeed tried to show that the approach was more or less optimal. So we had, in this paper, for example, we had the way to measure the complexity, and we applied it to this transmultiplexer product. So this was an effort to show the efficiency of the approach. By the way, it was interesting to see at that time in 77 the QMF were invented, because in the filter bank problem, what we did with these papers was to implement and to design a filter bank where the channels are separated. One channel per telephone conversation. So the channels were carefully separated for as specified by the customer. But at that time, in the community, there was another problem, which was to perform subband decomposition of speech signals for speech compression. And indeed, the scheme could be applied as it was here, could be applied to the separation of speech signals. But in fact, it was it couldn't be applied directly as such because of these separations of the different bands. So if we had applied this filter bank, polyphase filter bank, as it was designed here, to the separation of the speech in subbands, we would have had some holes in the frequency band. And in 1977, Croisier, someone called Croisier in IBM Lagode in the south of France, invented the QMF filters, which were exactly the right answer to this problem, because he showed, at least for two bands, that it was possible to have perfect decomposition and reconstruction. And so this was in 77. But in fact, we were not completely satisfied with the QMF filter bank by Croisier, to the QMF approach by Croisier, because it was limited to two bands. And at that time, we were also in our group working on speech coders based on subband decomposition. And it's only 5 years later, around 83, that someone in the group I was heading at the time found the way to use both the polyphase approach and the QMF concept into what was called later on the pseudo QMF approach. That was in 82. But in any case, unfortunately or not, I don't know. But in any case, he didn't publish, because we didn't publish all the work we did in this area. And there was an excellent paper in the Transactions which described the pseudo-PMF technique. It was in 82, if I remember, 83.